the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, Active Aging in Manitoba, and CGNU present Insights on Social Connections.
CJNU 93.7 FM. Hey, everybody, it's Frank back for part two of our interview with Verena Menick, Professor Emerit at the University of Manitoba Community Health Sciences Department. And Verena, welcome back for week two of our chat about social prescribing.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
So last week we talked about social prescribing and what it is and what it does and the benefits of it and that, but we didn't really have a chance to get into too much what role you're playing when it comes to MASC, the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, and this whole new concept of social prescribing. What have you been asked to do and how have you been asked to get involved in it?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I have to say that I am newly retired. So I'm a professor emerit, which means I'm retired but still linked to the university as a kind of a professor in some role or the other. And as a professor, I used to do research and evaluation of projects. And in terms of research, my area of focus was aging, older adults, and social connections. So I was very much interested, I still am, in social isolation and loneliness and the importance of being connected, the health benefits, or conversely, the detrimental consequences of social isolation and loneliness. So in terms of this project, the social prescribing project, that fits right into it. It's all about connecting people to programs in the community that makes them socially engaged and perhaps meets other needs, like maybe somebody's also has food insecurity and so on. So my role in the project is evaluation. So I'll be looking at how this project rolls out, how it benefits people, what senior resource coordinators, who are the ones who are getting referrals from the physicians and primary care providers. What are they saying about it? Who are they getting? What kinds of people are they getting referred? How are they connecting them with resources? And how are things going after for people? So for me, in retirement, it's a great project because, first of all, I think it is an incredibly good idea to create that bridge between the medical system and the community services. And then it keeps me kind of busy and a little bit with a foot in research evaluation, which I like to do.
Yeah. So when you're setting up a project like this and you want to do all this research, what's your methodology? How do you go about setting up a project like this to evaluate everything?
Well, I mean, behind the scenes, so to speak, there's an evaluation framework I think about what are the big ideas behind the project, what are the expected outcomes and so. But ultimately, it really is talking to people. It's about talking to people, and I've started to talk a little bit to people already. So it's I can call it interviewing people, but I could also say, I just chat with people.
Mm-hmm.
What? How is it going? How is the project going? What are you doing? What are benefits are you seeing? And then I summarize that and try to look at patterns. I mean, what a formal evaluation approach does is it's more systematic. So yes, I'm chatting with people, but I'm not just chatting with people in a sense of totally open. I have certain questions. So it's more systematic. And then I can summarize it. I will also track how many people are actually get a social prescription. So that's another important thing to do. So it's trying to take a systematic look at how is this project working? How well is it working? And sometimes when you do evaluation, things don't work out the way it was intended. And that's important too, to know, because we want to try to improve it.
It's early days when it comes to the whole social prescribing phenomenon or whatever you'd like to call it. How long have you given yourself or how long have you been mandated to do the research? So what kind of timeline are you using before you start coming to conclusions on anything?
Well, it's an ongoing process. So I've been part of the project right from the get-go in terms of meetings, in terms of planning. And that helps me see how it's rolling out, what are the intentions, and then how is it working? What are some of the challenges? And there are always challenges. It doesn't mean it's not going, the right way. It's just that there's some roadblocks. So I have been part of it from the get-go, and I hope to be part of it as it rolls out and as it finishes up. In a sense, what the goal of the project is that it becomes obsolete. It'll just be something that physicians do, right? It becomes so ingrained, it becomes systemic change in what family physicians, primary care providers do. Just like a family doc will refer to a specialist, they will now just automatically refer over to a senior resource coordinator, so an older person gets linked to those services. So at that point, the project essentially ends and my role has ended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a systemic change, and that's another way of looking at evaluation. So what are the systemic changes that are happening? Are physicians using the referral form? Has it become a change that is there to stay? And of course, that is the hope with this project.
Right. And that's the hypothesis, that this is going to become a regular part of the medical system for senior care in Manitoba.
Absolutely. So it's an ongoing process. Evaluation is not just happening at one point. It's an ongoing process of looking at how a project unfolds and gets incorporated into the regular day-to-day work of physicians and the senior resource coordinators.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, listen, best of luck with your research, and I know it's going to be fascinating, the results that you come up with, and I think it's a winning idea, this whole social prescribing, and I think, like I said, it probably will become a regular part of the medical system here in Manitoba. For Raina Menig, Professor Emerit at the University of Manitoba Community Health Sciences Department, thank you so much for once again taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on CJNU.
Thanks for having me.
Stay active and stay connected with insights and social connections. For more information on how you can live your best life, join me, Jim Feeney, with my co-hosts Connie Newman of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities and Linda Brown from Active Aging in Manitoba from noon to 1 p.m. the last Wednesday of every month. Insights on Social Connections, heard exclusively on CJNU 93.7 FM.